Hey friends, Sarah here with a quick addition to our archive. These mini episodes offer lessons, tips, tricks, or inspiration for your tarot and spiritual journey. Give it a listen. I hope you enjoy and find something to think about, something to journal about, or something to discover about yourself. Stay curious. Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I am thrilled to be sharing the next tip for consulting the tarot for yourself. In our previous mini episodes on consulting the tarot for yourself, we discussed creating your sacred space and centering yourself. Today, we'll dive into how to define your intentions when you are consulting the tarot. All right, so when you're doing this for yourself, or for anyone else for that matter, after you feel centered and ready, it's very important to state aloud your purpose for this consultation and the specific insight or guidance that you're seeking. Our words are incredibly powerful, and they hold a vibration that gets sent out into the universe, and they give your brain something to focus on. And since the whole point of tarot is to allow yourself to find the answers that are already buried inside your consciousness, speaking your intention out loud shifts your mind into a problem-solving mode. The strength of your words lies in your ability to bring things to life inside your mind. So being able to visualize and clearly articulate your intention is going to be very powerful for you. Words act like a connection between what you consciously think and what's going on beneath the surface. So the clearer and more intentional your words, the more you activate your imagination and allow your intuition to kick in. They say that a problem well stated is a problem half solved, so that's kind of where I'm going with this. Your words really help you create mental images, and each tarot card then becomes part of a larger picture that stirs up different feelings and emotions and perspectives. And then the language that you use is what turns tarot into something more than just cards. When you are able to articulate your intention and then pull cards around that intention, the cards form this dynamic story that's full of potential. So for example, a good statement that defines your intention before a consultation might sound like this. My intention for this consultation is to gain clarity into my current romantic relationship. I would like insights into the potential areas for growth. That's a good statement. A poor statement or a poor intention might be, will my partner and I break up? Another example might be, I need help making a tough decision. My intention is to use the tarot to provide me with insights and guidance so that I can make informed choices. Versus a not so great intention, which might be, what will the outcome of my decision be? So a good way to gauge the clarity of your statement and your intention in a tarot consultation is to determine whether you're seeking empowerment or a prediction. So if you were paying attention, my two good intentions were about empowering me and about giving me information that I can focus on. Whereas my not so good statements and intentions were all about, tell me the future. And that's not really what the tarot does. It's a very common misconception that the tarot serves as a crystal ball. It's not, and it does not predict an unchangeable future. That's just not the case. There are many tarot consultants out there that claim that they can predict the future through the cards, but it's really important to understand that the tarot is more about providing insight and guidance and empowerment rather than rigid predictions. Nothing is ever set in stone, and our futures are constantly changing based on the thoughts that we think and the decisions that we make, and the intentions that we're putting into the universe as well. We always retain our free will and our autonomy. The future has an infinite amount of outcomes, and all of those outcomes are based on the decisions that you make. So remember, the true magic of tarot lies in its capacity to illuminate the present, offer valuable perspectives that empower you and shape your own path forward. Sometimes it's fun to think of your words as little magic spells that bring the tarot to life. The more you dig into your vocabulary and the deeper you tap into your intuition, your words act like a guide and they help you explore these unknown areas of your thoughts. And that can reveal insights that might have stayed hidden. So when you're consulting the tarot, remember that your words are like secret sauce. Pick them carefully. Use them with intent, and then just sit back and watch as they turn the cards into tools that help you imagine new possibilities and understand things better. In the world of tarot, our words are the keys that open the doors to a world of insight and understanding. Okay, friends, that's all I have for you in this mini episode. I'll be sharing more tips for consulting the tarot on future mini episodes as well. If you have suggestions for defining your intentions, please leave a comment under the Instagram post for this episode. You can find my Instagram at the Spirit Keepers Archive. And don't forget to tag me to show off your own personal statements as well. I love to repost. Thank you for being here, and may your tarot consultations be filled with clarity and positive energy. I hope you found value in this today. If it resonated with you, consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. A little good karma goes a long way. Stay curious.